I saw Penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-priced stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-priced stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
That's right. Jeff Williams is here. He is the lead trader at PennyPro.com. And we're pleased to have him back on the show. PennyPro.com, part of the Raging Bull community. You can learn more at RagingBull.com. Jeff's on Twitter. He is at the Penny Pro. But right now he's on Money Life. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you, Chuck. Glad to be here today.
Now, you know, you and I have talked a couple of times about Bitcoin and Bitcoin-related stocks. And you were reluctant at one point to play them, and then you got a little more excited about them. And now we have seen Bitcoin where we thought it was going crazy before. We have now perhaps seen the definition of crazy. We actually saw Bitcoin basically increase 40% in a stretch of 40 hours this week. When you got action like that, and your Raging Bull colleague, Jeff Bishop, said a week ago, wrote a piece that basically said you have to be trading Bitcoin if you're a trader. Well, from the penny stock side of things, do you have to be trading Bitcoin right now?
I think so. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. The past couple of times we talked on the show, you know, just roundabout estimates here, we're talking about how we just passed 7,000 and 10,000 and 13,000, and then today it was 15 or 16 or 17,000. I just cannot believe that we're at these levels right now with Bitcoin, and the liquidity in these stocks are tremendous. So I think you need to be in these plays, yeah.
So which play or plays are you looking at for Bitcoin right now?
So I actually took a position yesterday in Sing, and the reason why I took Sing was because, as we all know, it's kind of one of these Bitcoin plus pot stock related companies. And I've noticed recently that some of the bigger trades like TRTC and CANN that are pot stock, they've been moving pretty well. And obviously, with Bitcoin moving really well, I just felt that this was a really good time to take advantage of a pullback on Sing. So even though Bitcoin has been running, we saw a really good defined pullback pattern here on Sing. And so I jumped into play yesterday at about 9 cents a share for 25,000 shares. And what I'm looking for on this daily chart right now is we're coming off a 3-day pullback. So before, when we talked about these trades, I had been waiting for areas to buy on breakouts, and they've been working really well in the breakout. But Sing now with a 3-day pullback pattern, something it did very similar in the middle of August after it went on, you know, 1 or 200% run, it pulled 3 days pretty strong. And then it found some support right near the 20-day moving average line, which currently is right around 8 cents a share. And then it rebounded up another 50, 60%. So I'm looking for this 3-day pullback, which is common in stocks. You know, stocks that have big runs, they will pull back. They're not going to run continuously. So when they have these pullbacks, I typically look for a stock to pull back either 1, 3, or 5 days. And this is a really nice 3-day pattern. If you look at the daily chart for yesterday, we see that we have a hammer candle. So basically what that is the stock pulls back down to the low of the day, but then it rebounds up higher, and you get this kind of like a Mario old school hammer candle or Donkey Kong that you would see on the daily chart. And the significance there is that, you know, it hammers the downtrend to an end. And so what I'll be looking for here going into the end of the week and possibly early next week is for the uptrend now to continue with that support there at that 20 moving average line at 8 cents a share.
Okay. And of course, Sing, ticker symbol Sing, is Single Point Incorporated. And what kind of profit target are you having? If you're getting in after it has taken a bounce down, you know, you'd love to think, oh, it'll get back to old highs. But frequently, you wind up sort of seeing that we're not getting to higher highs. So what is your expectation here?
Yeah, so on Sing, we have this very definitive double top. The last couple runs have been stopping out right before, or just slightly after 13 cents a share. So I'd be very happy if I can get this stock into, you know, if the stock starts trading into the 11 to 12 cent range is kind of what I'm targeting right now. So my stop loss would definitely be that 20 moving average line. Again, going back to August and some of the recent runs, it used that 20 moving average line as a bouncing point. We came very close to it on Thursday. We hit a low of 0.85 before reversing back up and then closing in the nines. So that stop loss at 8 cents is where I'll have it for the 20 moving average line, and I'll look for the stock hopefully to climb in the next day or two if Bitcoin continues and if these pot stocks continue to stay strong into that 11 or 10 range.
Will you hold it over the weekend?
I don't mind holding this one over the weekend. I'll have to see how it goes during the trading session here. But if we're closing strong and if we look like, you know, we're in that anywhere from 11 to 11 and a half cent range and we're getting good volume like we've been having recently, yeah, I don't mind holding this stock into the weekend.
You talked about having bought shares of this on Thursday. What kind of position did you establish and at what price?
So I bought 25,000 shares at 9 cents off of that rebound. And that's my current position here, and that's what I'm looking forward to take into, again, that 11 to 12 cent range. Or, again, if it happens to pull back and we get weak, I'll stop at that 8 cent marker.
And this is buyable, in your opinion, up to what level?
You know, I look at this stock, and I know that double top's up there at 13. I think it does have room to run. So I like this stock probably under 10 cents. If you start getting over 10, and we're looking at a profit area of, you know, 11 to 12, you start getting a little bit too much risk with the downside at 8. So I think it's viable into that probably that 10 cent range.
Do you actually also put any targets for Bitcoin on this? In other words, if you saw Bitcoin fall below a certain level or swing above a certain level, would that actually influence you at all on this? Or it's all on the chart on Sing, knowing that Bitcoin is kind of creating some of the underlying pressure?
I'm kind of going mostly off the chart, but this is the reason why I went with Sing. So if we do see a bit of a pullback on Bitcoin, knowing that this is also a pot-related stock, if pot continues to go strong, which it has been, hopefully they kind of, you know, one of them negates each other out. So if we're seeing a run on pot but a pullback on Bitcoin, hopefully we see Sing still hold up fairly well and or move higher.
There you go. It is Single Point, S-I-N-G. It is the penny stock that Jeff Williams is looking at to play the Bitcoin situation. Jeff, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great, Chuck. Thanks so much.
Jeff Williams is the lead trader at pennypro.com. If you want more information, well, go check out that website online as well at ragingbull.com because he's part of the Raging Bull community, and on Twitter at thepennypro. All right, we are heading for home on the December 8th edition of Money Life. That means the market call is next. John Thompson's going to be here from Vilas Capital, and that is always fun. So stick around. We'll be back with that when Money Life continues in just a moment.